If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at californiapsychics.com.
We have special guests in studio, as you probably heard. We've got philosopher Stacy and her daughter Vivian in studio. It's great that we have these listeners who have nicknames that come to the Elizabeth and Radar show.
And we tell you all the time, when you call in, feel free to give yourself a nickname, or we can give you a nickname, and then we always identify you as that. But what's really fantastic is that both of these women are trained actors, and Vivian is wearing her First Stage Theater Academy shirt this morning.
Yeah. Love it.
And it has her name on it, which makes, not that we'd forget your name, but I love it. I'm like, it's funny. Vivian.
When they came to the door, I was like, and hi, I'm Radar. And then I'm like, oh, your name tag is right on there. I mean, I knew Vivian was coming, but it's kind of cool that you got it right there on your shirt.
Yes. Yeah. Well, and as a former First Stage kid, I'm always excited when I meet other fellow campers and academy students and academy teachers. But Vivian, why do you love going to First Stage so much?
Well, I've been there for 13 years, so I could talk about it forever and ever. There's just, everyone's so welcoming, and you learn so many cool things, and it's just the best place to be.
What's the biggest life lesson you've learned from First Stage? Because they always talk about life skills through stage skills.
I would say just overall confidence in what I like and what I am.
Yeah.
You have a lot of confidence right now standing behind that microphone and talking on the radio. Not a lot of people can do that. That's awesome. Good for you.
And when your mom called into the show, Stacy, the philosopher, we knew right away, like, her pipes sound great. She has all these words of wisdom. And then when she was talking to us about you, Vivian, and how she listens to the show because of you, we're like, y'all got to come into the studio. And look, for those of you listening, send us a message. You want to come over and stop by for a visit? Send us a text, 414-432-1099 to the Siding Unlimited text line. But because you all are trained actors,
we
love your voices, we thought it'd be fun to play a little game here called Scary, Silly, Sad with Stacy and Vivian. Can you hand me one of those sheets over there, ladies, if you don't mind? So we've got here... And this is sort of an exercise.
It is.
That I do with my clients, by the way, because the average speaker only speaks in three tones. And have you been in a meeting or a lecture hall where you've been bored out of your mind because there's no variety when the person is speaking? So I do an exercise with my clients where I give them just a ridiculous funny phrase. Typically the phrase is, I'm going to the store to buy some eggs. And then I give them all different emotions. And we first work on tone, then we add tone, and then body language. What does that sound like when you say it when you're nervous? What does it sound like when you're excited? So we came up here with the phrase this morning for our guests. The bigger they are, the harder they fall. And it's scary, silly, sad.
Yeah, so you're going to have to say that line scary with a scary voice.
Okay.
Next, you'll have to do it with a silly voice and then a sad voice.
And we're going to see who can do it best between the two of you, because you're both professionals.
Okay.
You should see them. They look like twins. They both have their brown curly hair. They're the same height, same smile.
They also sound alike, too. Vivian, we were talking. I'm like, man, you sound like your mom here. Okay.
All right. So, okay. Vivian, we're going to have you go guest. Go first. You're the first guest here. The bigger they are, the harder they fall. What does that sound like if you are scary? You're scared.
I'm scared or I'm scary?
You're scary.
Oh, yeah, she's scary.
You have to be scary.
Look at, she's such a professional. She's like, wait. She's like, hang on, there's a difference here.
Yeah. All right. The bigger they are, the harder they fall.
Ooh. Wow. Okay.
All right, so let's hear it from Mom Stacy, the philosopher.
The bigger they are, the harder they fall.
Okay, I'm scared. Are you scared over there? I'm shaking over here.
I do like how Vivian, and you guys can't see her, she had her hands kind of going, her fingers flying like, ooh, scary jazz fingers.
Got to get into it. All right, now let's do that same line, although silly this time. Vivian, you're first. Again, this is philosopher Stacy and her daughter Vivian visiting the studio here. Let's go.
The bigger they are, the harder they fall.
Never would have saw that play out that way.
You get a job at Disney, girl. That was solid.
All right, Stacy.
The bigger they are, the harder they fall.
That's hilarious.
We're ending it on sad. That's kind of a downer. Let's see how it sounds. Okay, the phrase again is, the bigger they are, the harder they fall.
Bring it.
What does it sound like when you are sad, Vivian?
The bigger they are, the harder they fall.
Oh, bravo! Oh. You are, oh, that was solid!
That's an Oscar.
Wow. That's an Oscar right
That's
there,
That's an
girl.
Oscar right there. Okay, Stacy, right. The philosopher. She's like, I get it from my mama.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh. The bigger they are, the harder they fall. I felt that too.
And that's where the movie ends.
And scene!
You both did great. I mean, they both did great.
They did awesome. Yeah.
But holy cow, I hope this is eye-opening for all of you. This is like the educator in me coming out. Do you see the difference of when you take a phrase and you add an emotion to it and you really focus on what does that emotion sound like? So if you're going into a meeting today or you're going into a conversation, the things I say to my clients is, how do you want to sound? What emotion do you want? Do you want to sound intelligent? Do you want to sound confident? Do you want to sound reassuring? And then what does that sound like to you? And by the way, record yourself, watch it back, and then you can really critique.
There's someone in their car right now who has to give a presentation at work, and they're going to walk in with this right away. As soon as they walk in, when everyone's sitting there, they're going to go, the bigger they are, the harder they fall. What is going on? Oh my gosh.